Cam.
Moment of silence for Nick Mangold.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Natural, real moment of silence. That was nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard a lot of stuff in the break.
What do you not know?
That leads me to believe he doesn't actually care a whole lot about Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
Boy, what a foisting of your own opinions onto someone else.
To the people, he was just memorialized. So,
right.
By DJ specifically. So
yeah.
But I feel like he's good.
You
now.
And I were trying to go over our top five Nick Mangold highlights.
Yeah.
And pretty quickly... DJ interjected with some Shohei Cardi bot or something.
I know, and I just wanted to talk about how beautiful it was when he would pull and make a big block.
Right, he was a pulling center.
You want to know what's beautiful? The good Lord shoring up heaven's offensive line on this, especially on an NFL Sunday.
Dude, they got pretty good last year when they added Larry Allen.
Dude, they're stacked up there. You think Cowboys are trying to aspire to a strong offensive line? Look at the all-time.
Maybe some Grave Robin.
Yeah, they're mixing up first names and everything up there. Okay, so today for Ham Radio, I've brought a little bit of a conspiracy theory that has popped up over this last week, and it originated on I think Instagram as well, but where I've seen it is the TikTok. And I've sent you a few links, Justin and DJ. To one Matt Taylor's TikTok page. Right now, currently, Matt Taylor at This Is Matt Taylor is following but one person and has 198,900 followers.
He's not following you, Monty.
No, not following you.
That glint in your
eye. No, but I like where this is going.
About 956,000 likes. And he's only posted 6 videos. And like I said, this started about a week ago. A little under a week ago. Now, up until today, it had been about 3 or 4 days since we had gotten a fresh video from Matt Taylor. Now, Matt Taylor fancies himself an artist. He's a teacher. He teaches children art. He teaches them how to paint, how to sculpt. Do sculptures.
I mean, that's been instrumental in my life as an adult.
Right.
Learning how the kiln works, firing my glaze bowl.
I still do hand turkeys.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
A little homemade double turkey right there.
Make ashtrays for your family members. It's
oh,
nice.
My God.
Boy, my smoking relatives love all the ashtrays I'm making them.
There ain't enough cigarettes in the world to keep up with the number of ashtrays with JM on the side that I've made.
I know.
Yeah, why were our art teachers so insistent that our family smoked?
Well, some of our families smoked, Justin. The whale one I made got some really good use. But if you go to his page and you look at this fella, Matt Taylor, he looks awfully familiar. He looks like a guy that could lead a sitcom about a delivery service and a guy living in the five boroughs and... kind of has a little bit of an annoying wife and
She's good looking.
She's very good looking and a really annoying father-in-law. A best friend of a different race. Like, he just looks like a solid dude.
Are you flipping the script on me here? Are you interjecting King of Queens into my show now?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. I thought I'd bring you some King of Queens.
We've come full circle. Because, now that you're getting trolled with it.
Because Matt Taylor looks to be... Kevin James in disguise.
Not even in disguise
at all, but he is positioning himself as Matt Taylor, art teacher to children. So I've given you 3 links. Let's start at the top, because you're now thinking, okay, if this is Kevin James, he must at least sound like Kevin James, because if we open this up and he's got squeak voice or he doesn't have like a New York accent or anything like that,
right.
we're immediately throwing the flag. So let's play the first video and do a little voice analysis, shall we? And I'll ask Monty to play it, because that's why I gave you the cord.
Oh.
That's why I gave you the cord. I'm sitting over here with a phone and paper.
Okay, he's trying to plug it in.
Plug it in.
Gosh, his hands are gigantic. Pop that volume
up here.
Matt Taylor, art teacher. But is it Kevin James? Voice analysis on the ticket, work in progress.
Am I up here, Dylan?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hey, what we're going to try and do is, I've had a lot of requests for people having trouble painting a sunset. And by the way, it's not my specialty either. But I'm going to try to make it as simple as simple enough that my fourth grade class could actually follow along. So come with me.
All right, guys. So I finished my sunset, and first of all, I'm going to say it was a little more difficult than I thought. So maybe a little bit above fourth grade level. I certainly had a little trouble, and I'm going to be completely honest. I started over. I had a little problem that I kind of, well, didn't start over, but I blended it in and went back and redid it. Now, this is just acrylic paint. Simple
pretty good art,
paint,
by the way.
Like,
it's just,
and it's amazing.
There's no,
with some very
there's
basic
no bit
colors.
To it. It's no, as I'm if it's he's just
white,
presenting,
yellow,
and it's a
orange,
time lapse.
Red, blue, and black.
Yeah.
It's
and
mirroring his entire comedic before, career, I where there's nothing funny happening at all.
It's, all right,
it's
watch
insane.
Your GD mouth over there.
The beauty of paint.
You want to make it to your wedding?
Lay over.
All right, let's. We can pause this one.
It's like his specialty of just content with no real value or comedy.
Right.
Tuck it in my waistband.
This second link I have on here, if it's the right one, he's in the classroom teaching children. So let's take a listen to Matt Taylor, who may be Kevin James, teaching children art in a classroom.
All right, class, listen up. If anybody else has any more questions about art, throw them in here, because I can help you with your projects. And again, nothing to be ashamed of, but I'll answer all questions for that, okay? You want to bring it up? Throw it in.
Nothing funny happened.
All right, nice and close. There you go. Art or anything else that I can help you with, I will answer those questions.
Stop slapping your
desk,
knee.
Even through the weekend, I'll leave it up there. If anybody's in here doing that extra work, getting extra credit.
Your side is not splitting.
Ouch! You got some stitches for me?
So there's absolutely, if you go to his IMDb and his upcoming projects, Kevin James, not Matt Taylor, obviously.
Yeah.
There's nothing on there that has anything to do with being a teacher or
right.
art.
It's all Scorsese and MCU.
It's incredible that I am 99.99% sure that is Kevin James doing a bit. But what's the payoff? And why is it presented so steadfastly as it's just Matt Taylor art
are
teacher?
You doing this because you want me to call him and ask him?
I would. You're the only one that I know with a connect.
You want me to get cancer again? Dude, and see if we can meet and
people,
talk to him about
people
it?
Yeah, magazine
actually,
was
let's
on
try.
This. For real. Like,
boy, that, too much realness in that voice.
Yes, do it. You know what this is, Travis?
Tell me, DJ.
I know.
This is a microcosm of everything that's wrong with America.
Nope. Go
so
on.
So you've got an unserious liberal elite just making his way into the classroom of these innocent American kids who are just trying to get a good education.
An art education.
Just trying to learn how manufacturing works so that they can one day work in a factory somewhere in Ohio, uh-huh. You know, breathing in all the asbestos and all the chemicals.
All of it.
And you've got this guy over here. He's probably dressed up as a furry or something below where you can't even see.
His tail is not visible.
And he's poisoning our youth with this useless art. We're not going to need this whenever they're adults. He should be teaching them math or how to balance a checkbook or...
Can I pull the curtain back for you guys?
How to properly bet spreads.
Honestly, so, you might be onto that. Onto something there.
So KJ reached out to me about a year ago.
Okay.
And Kev Daddy said, hey... Montman,
what a lame relationship y'all have
ever.
He shot me a text. He was like, J-Dog, listen up, I got a role coming.
That's
up
honestly the best one so far.
I'm in the new Tarantino movie, me and Samuel Jackson, where I play a teacher. I need some kind of way to get ready for this role. Do you have any suggestions? And I said, J-Man, listen up here. I got a couple of suggestions.
Bad.
For one, be an art teacher. Like, actually become one. And to show how dedicated you are to the world and to your craft, document it so that everyone can see.
Kind of a Daniel Day-Lewis situation.
Like, really, yeah, but really lean into it. Like, the way you made people believe that you worked for IPS and the King of Queens, make people believe that you're an actual art teacher.
So, like, the Daniel Day-Lewis method acting, except... really good. Like, better than Daniel Day.
Way better.
Your words. I mean, if that's how you feel, then I can't tell you how to feel. But
I mean, based on what I'm seeing,
early returns are
pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I've sent him since then is, has he cleaned off a spot to put his Oscar?
Ooh.
Because you don't want to have that and get home and have nowhere to put it.
Well, you don't.
Right.
you want to be proud and display it, but you don't want people to think you think they're better than them by having it too out in the open.
Right. It needs to be in a prominent position, but not too prominent. You don't want it to be center stage, but it needs to be somewhere where it can be casually seen.
Or it could be something ironic, like putting it in the guest bathroom. You know, and oh, he clearly doesn't take himself that seriously.
Yeah. He's just a regular guy.
So while you're in there blasting off, you can take a look at the Oscar.
It's a rude thing to do in someone else's guest bathroom, but sure, I guess so.
Quick note from Shadow Producer EA.
Okay.
Go on.
We did some investigating, and people wonder, are these real kids or fake kids? Where would these kids come from? They speculate that this could be his daughter's class, because his daughter is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told him, yeah, make it feel legitimate, like actually teach a class. Now, the problem is, I'm assuming he took all this advice to heart. He didn't like it when I sent him the Brett Favre Jen Sturger photo.
Understandably so.
And why would you send him that one?
Just to see where we are. Ready to take our relationship to the next level.
What are these other links you sent? Meatspin.com and LemonParty.org.
Oh,
are they associated
those are
with?
Private links. Don't worry about that.
I'm clicking on it now.
Oh, you're going to... I wish you weren't on the company's computer.
Did someone
right
edit the doctor?
I'm not scared. No one is checking the... Oh, my God. Well, that's not the original.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they changed it up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, now it's taking me to some
sketchy
website.
It's kind of a randomizer.
The original Lemon Party was a sketchy website.
It shows you only the good stuff every day.
Sketchy in free love.
Well,
I guess if you consider people expressing themselves.
When three old dudes are all...
I'm sorry, is there an age limit on freedom to
treat
you?
Each other
are you
like a Tootsie
Pop?
Are
you kink-shaming right now? That's ridiculous.
If you there's of ever all
a,
people?
If there's ever a photo of me and two old men on the internet, feel free to take me to Disney World and take my life. Well, thank you very much, Travis, because I had been wondering if he was ever going to follow my advice. And
now you know.
Now we know. So be on the lookout for untitled Kevin James Quentin Tarantino movie
about
coming
art
out
teachers
next year.
Should be great.